Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Yes, even your enemies. Because honestly, this show is for general audiences. You're listening to Cocoon in the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly PCs. It's 11:30 p.m. sharp. Once again, we had to do another late show. But seriously, people, get involved with the cause. Cocooning from the Microphone. This program brought to you by Organic OK, the one who started this whole campaign to save a lot of this planet. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Okay. I know I got to do the previously. No. Before that, I just remembered something. Maya Harrison. Yes, the recording artist, the singer, the one, the only. Check her out. Go all over the internet. She's all over social media more than the average person is. Remember the time when you had to be a celebrity to just be able to look someone up and see all their work? Yeah, what a time which we live in. You can check her out all over. Maya Harrison. She's still campaigning the world and doing her own cause. Okay. Now, I hope you've been following the show this far, but in case you haven't, you better have a good excuse. It's like this. I've been behind this whole cause to run around there and basically help clean up and pick up and help out the homeless, okay? Here it is, honestly. Here we are. Now, we are personally at, what are we at? Oh, yes. Last time I called, we were at Austin, Texas. Now, I myself, DJ Butterfly PCs, had been a long time, what's the word I'm looking for here, resident of McKinleyville, California. Driftless, aimless, having trouble finding my place in life. Big falling out with my parents. Honestly, when I walked out of the house, I didn't think it was anywhere for me. Anywhere to go, anywhere to be, anywhere to anything. And then, get this, I found myself out in the woods taking a long walk. And there were some vagrants. Now, I pretty much know everybody who's been in town because I've been living there my whole life. I don't recognize these guys. There were drifters just passing through. One of them called himself Organic OK. This big, 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 big guy, big in every possible way. And he was talking about how he was in the money, but going on a campaign to save this world. Everyone can particularly start with the homeless community. There was garbage everywhere. This planet was being polluted. I know there was a time when literally was natural selection. Nature was everywhere. It was us against nature. They say animals didn't plunder the planet. Never had the opportunity. You got to realize the simple scientific fact that we evolved to the point that we wanted to get out of all this. So we dominated, wiped out a great deal of nature. Because nature can kill us. It's us or them. But things have gotten so bad that now we're destroying the planet. We may have reached an overlap. That may have happened a long time ago. So what did Organic OK said? Let's go around there and help clean up the planet. And these were friends of his, friends to the cause, who said, let's do this. Let's do this right now. So what happened? Well, long story short, he was going around collecting people from all over, and he took me with – he asked me my story. I told him everything as we sat down by the fireplace. And I explained to myself that I was on Blog Talk Radio briefly doing my own whatever thing, nobody listening, to which he responded, now listen. I want to give you a moniker. I want you to come with us. You're going to come with us. You need a moniker. You are DJ Butterfly Feces. DJ Butterfly Feces. I didn't like that name at all. I tried to give myself a name. He said, no, dude. Can't give yourself a name. No. Don't try to give yourself no handle, dude. The only kind of people who can try to give themselves nicknames, people with no friends, dude. People are going to hate you for that. That shit was true. I know it was true. Anyway, what happened was, long story short, I had nowhere to stay, but he convinced me to get in the tent with him. We all did. We all slept that night. And then he took me on the road with him. And I went to Miami Beach. We went all over Miami, all the beaches, trying to collect all the homeless people. They weren't just beach bums. There were people everywhere, trying to get them all involved with the call. They were. And then we drove all the way to Seattle, Washington, all the way to Scottsdale, Arizona, all the way to San Diego, California, and even to the West Indies. Honestly, things were, I don't know what. Anywho, suffice to say, in our last episode, there I was in Austin, Texas, talking to a lot of people, including this one war vet who was cast adrift. I got to tell you this, I mean this. The biggest tragedy of all is when you actually see a war veteran on the street. He's not somebody who got rich and one of his investments became obsolete or fell through, or he's not even just somebody who basically was a decent, solid 9-to-5 guy who had his own house and two cars in the garage or what have you. This is a guy who mostly signed up to protect his country. Lord doesn't have any other options, so he became an automaton, more machine than man, went out there, and that's what the system did to him. And I had a real, oh, dude, believe me, it was really a cakewalk trying to convince these guys. There were some other war veterans out there, real diehard Republicans, convincing these guys to try to help give back to a system that did this to them. But I remember Organic OK saying, dude, look, I'm tired of hearing you, but you're basically telling me, they won't listen to me. They don't want to help. They're saying, look what society did to me. I'd rather sit here and beg for money. Because I complain about that a lot. Listen, pick you up for a reason. You make excuses, okay? You want to help save this world. Okay? I brought you along to help out with the cause. Don't waste my dang time, man. You're wasting my time. You're wasting it. I don't want no excuses out here. You're out here on the street. You're here to help me. You're here to help everybody. And not everybody is going to get behind the cause and all that. Not everybody's going to see the light. At least not right away. Boy, is that you just going to give up? They don't like me? So I'm just going to roll over. Stop coming to me. Stop making excuses. Just do it. Well, long story short, I got some of the guys that basically pick up the trash and a little bit whatever. Do a big. And you know what? Just for fun, we kind of burn some of the garbage. They got some troubles with that. He said, dude, don't burn stuff. Don't burn it. Don't burn it. Don't do none of that. It's weird, you know. It's weird. As I sat around, I wanted to look around and see some of Texas. What makes Texas, Texas? And you know what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, I was the kind of guy who basically walked around, whenever I looked at Texas, all I saw were stereotypes, you know. Spent too much time in McKinleyville. We're always trying to make sure that a lot of us, some of us that rode horses, were cowboys ourselves. But, of course, it had a homeless population. It was a warmer climate. Basically, long story short, I convinced some of the people to basically pick a little bit of trash, a little bit of whatever. But I made a point to listen to everybody's story. One of them had a story. He said, that, oh, man, let me tell you, I was in one more job. The technology became obsolete. We live in the information age. People used to go to books, have to look stuff up for information. I'm telling you, the more technology gets advanced, the more people are just obsolete themselves. I know I've said that problem before. I brought that up before, but I got to tell you something. You hear a lot of that stuff on the streets. You hear a lot of it, you know. Everybody's in the same boat. The environment's always a little different, but the people are the same. And that's what I learned. I realized that things aren't as segregated and different as we like to be. And dang it, I was happy to be, you know, just helping these people. I sat down and listened to a lot of them. I had a family. I have a family somewhere. I'd like to get back in touch with them, but I don't know how. And if I did, I don't think they could afford to take care of me. They're not far away from being out on the streets themselves. One of them said, I lost my child. we didn't have the money. We had the necessary medical care to give her what she needed. She expired. She was only 4 years old. It's okay. I know I'll see her soon enough. Sat down to talk to the war veterans. So, what was it like? War vets, what was it like being out there in the, you know, saw action? You have an identity. I mean, you had a personality. You had a name and a personality. You had a personality. You had a name. You had an identity. You had a sense of self. You had a sense of everything. But you sort of, when you join the military, you give it all up. They cut your hair so it's not in your eyes, but mostly you don't have to deal with your hair anymore. They give you a uniform, you're a drone just like everybody else. You're one more cog in the machine. You go out there and you kill others, and whoever kills the most wins. I want to say that war never, fighting never solved anything, but the sad thing is that it does in the end. That's with some kind of nature. When the evil comes at you, you got to be prepared for it. Let me tell you something. Even in the 60s, I know people don't realize this, but you know them dang hippies? Guess what? They had their own war. They were fighting to bring our troops home. They were trying to make it so everybody just loved each other. They wanted basically to be no more prejudice and racism and whatever, because you know what? Hitler was just about as bigoted as people in the U.S. were. Oh, they were tolerated, whatever, but they were about a step. But even in America, people from other parts of town, different skin color, who looked a certain way, talked a certain way, about a step away from putting the oven themselves, they fought for that. They fought to stop that. You know what? When I fought over there. First Iraq War. We all hated Saddam. Let me tell you something. Everybody personally, people, no one hates him more than people in his own country. I did all this for my country because I had to, and I learned to love my country. Because I was mad at the lousy shape of me. I never thought they'd do this to me. They'd throw me here. But they did. Now I learned how to survive because it's what I did, but thought they'd do better by me. Man, I just felt so. I don't know if I could ever do what they did. I mean, come on. Certain wars you want to fight. Revolutionary War. Maybe World War I, World War II. But some wars you just thought were ridiculous. We're fighting for a greater good, I don't know. And that was not the biggest problem of all, was that we're bothering too much with that crapola when look over here. This problem's right here. This country's right here, right now. I looked at him, I said, Can you help me unite everybody? Help me unite everybody, yeah. We were the United States. Right now, America's gotta be united right now. These vagabonds, these people on the street. What's your story, boy? I told them my story. And at first he was skeptical. Who wouldn't be? But then I told him we wanted to get together and to do all this. All this. We all need to basically get together. I don't just mean holding hands and singing and like kumbaya, okay, that might help. But what we really need to do is to do something to help the homeless. This is a war right now. And you know, I think in a way that was the best way to get him and a lot of the other war veterans behind a lot of this. Yalala, you know what? There's a war going on right now. It's within America. I told him, pick up the garbage. Pick up the trash. Pick up the debris, the defective, the whatever. 15 minutes after it's 45 minutes after the 11 hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only, except no substitution. This program is brought to you by Organic OK, a guy who is still going on here trying to make sure people are fighting for that said cause. Honest. Honestly. Please, don't just basically listen. Call in. Here, we're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Check out Maya Harrison. She's got a whole website to her. I mean, there's stuff all over. That's how social media works. But really, you hit www.mayamaya.com. www.mayamaya.com. I told him, I said, is being out here on the street harder or easier? In a lot of ways, it feels harder because I gave myself to my country, and this is what they gave back. It just shows you how little they care. And I care. I'm here because I care. Come on, you're here because some big, huge, hulking guy, basically, with an RV and a bunch of cars, picks you up and asks you to do all this and give back whatever. I mean, you're here because basically you're part of a cause. You're not here. I'm here for the cause, man. Look, we're all united in something. You said the U.S. government didn't do right for you, but what about us? What about this? What about this here, right now? What about this right here? All right. So what did I do? In Austin, Texas, I talked to them. I talked to a lot of the war veterans. I told them, let me know, a lot of the other homeless people on the street that they knew of. We went to a lot of them. We all started to collect them one by one, at least in May, who would come with us. We started marching. Once again, we started picking garbage up and throwing it away, making a point to recycle. We basically went all around, whatever, marching up and down, up and down, up and down, like soldiers. And I was marching with the soldiers. I felt what it meant to belong to something, you know. I felt like I was part of some military outfit, some organization. Maybe I had been all along. And I realized my mission wasn't just to pick up garbage anymore, anything like that. No, it was to help this fallen soldier and the others, to help these other, his buddies who likewise were ejected from the military. Give them a sense of purpose again, to make them feel like personally been thrown out in vain, that they were living with a sense of purpose, of dignity, to restore their faith, that we're all still part of something. Another one of them told me, yeah, I love my country. I mean, I used to. No, because what they did to me, it's just look around, things are bad. Look, it doesn't really matter what happens to me, what they've done to all these other people. I don't know what's happening. Ain't this the sign of something going wrong? Yeah. That'd be something. So I got to tell you something. Once again, after we got done picking up a lot of garbage, cleaning up the trash, person, whatever, I came up with the idea of basically we'd go up to let a lot of people know what we were doing. Went over and waved them in lines. We made it clear we're going around picking up garbage, vagrancy or not. And we told people, pedestrians, citizens who were still had homes of their own, jobs of their own, what have you, please do something. Open a few more homeless shelters, of course. I basically went over to, honestly, a few war memorial halls, and you know there are plenty of those all over, particularly in some place like Texas, and tried to see if they'd basically let in a couple. Of course, I told we were full. We don't have the resources, budget cuts and whatever. One of them said, dang, I've never been Republican if I'd known this, because it's a well-known fact. Republicans honestly believe in cutting breaks and taxes, whatever. Cut off your nose to spite your face. One day you find out. You got no nose, no face, no nothing. You're just nothing. Yeah. Of course he was right. What to do? What else to do? I managed to basically get a few homeless shelters to take in a few of them. And finally, I got a regular homeless shelter to take in one of those fallen war veterans. And he wasn't dead. But once again, the country I've been taking care of him like he took care of it. Hell, even the people he basically swore to protect were furious at him for doing that. And that is a real thing. But you know something? I found a shelter willing to take him in. Found several. I wanted to stay here longer. I was afraid that Basic Organic OK would basically take me to a place that was dang cold again. I went over to Organic OK. I sat around and I told him, "Oh man, listen, I'm tired, dirty, I'm kind of hot and cold at the same time, hungry. I know I'm here for this honest. I still got things to say. Dude, you're kind of lollygagging, okay, feces? Now, I told you to really help these. You want a real mission here. And you know what? You ain't hustling like you should. No, you're not. And you keep asking me, is it okay? Is it okay? Am I doing an all right job? But I'll tell you when you're not doing an all right job. You picked up some garbage. You helped some people. You got a few people off the streets, whatever. And you got, I mean, you know what? I think we're going to take a few of these people with us. Stop asking me if it's okay. Is it all right? I'll let you know when it isn't. It's my problem my whole life. I was always too needy, you know? Damn it, I'm always basically the kind of guy who asking everybody else, am I doing a good job? Because you know what? I normally can't tell. I really can't. You understand? I'm not used to having to do a good job. I'm always bored in that town, but in McKinleyville, I don't know. We always had everything. We just sat back and we grooved. When you're in paradise for so long, you don't feel the need to really develop. It's like the dodo bird, you know? Now, the dodo bird, they weren't birds that were basically, they weren't just stupid. They weren't stupid. They were on an island where basically food fell off the trees and there were no predators. They never developed wings. It was safe on that island ever since they pretty much existed there. And then finally, inevitably, man showed up and devoured everything. Hey, you know, so maybe that's a perfect metaphor for what was going on here. No, it's not. It's a good metaphor for what happened to me. This dodo bird was learning how to fly. I was complaining about how hard life is. Life is more than hard. But dang it, I needed more. I needed to do more. I said, I want to help a few more of these people before they go. I want to help a few more of them. All right, man, listen. We're going tonight, so basically do what you got to do. I want to help a few more, but mostly I want to enjoy the warm weather and engage these people. One woman told me, I had too many kids. A lot of them. I was littering like an Asian person. I was just having too many dang kids. They were coming out the wazoo. Couldn't afford to take care of them. At one point, I think I did it basically so the government would take care of me. Then they got tired. They stopped. Took my kids away from me out here. Traumatic justice. But tell me something. I mean, what do you want? Tell me something. What do you want to do? I asked her. What do you want to do? I want to make something of my life. I want to make something of my life. Like what? I want to go back to school. Be good at something. I think you should try to find a way. Some way. That's what I Hal. I took her by the hand and took her to a college. Took her to home, so to find some way she could educate herself. She had to develop something. I said, find a way. Should you get a place, find what you want to do with your life. I know it was just somebody to go pick out there and help them pick up trash, but, you know, I had to do a little bit more than that. The whole point is all of us to find a collective way to evolve rather than just de-evolve and generate until we're all dust. Some of us are so tired of trying. Life is so hard and seeming so impossible that, you know, it is easier just to give up. So, think I did a pretty good. Do you think you did a good job? Yeah, you did a good job. You help your war buddies. In fact, you know, one of them's come with us. It's a war out there, Feces. It's a war. You know something? I think you're helping us win this one. He patted me on the back. I smiled and basically lied down to sleep inside the Winnebago again. I remember him telling me, dude, listen. Just know something, yeah? Next time, you know what? Next town we go to, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but next town, I think you should sleep on the street. What? What, are you mad? No. I just want you to see what these people are going through. You complain so much about how hard this is and whatever. I want you to get a real taste about what's going on out there. What's happening with the, you know. I looked at him. Was kind of sort of stunned. Breathless. Completely breathless. And I thought about everything. I thought about the fact that I basically helped. I thought really helped the Lone Star State. I thought about her back in the West Indies. I thought about that dying woman who probably would have been alive, who never would have basically been circled a drain if she wasn't thrown on the street. And I realized what a war zone all this is. And you know something? I realized that personally, I am here for a good reason. Because I went to sleep and just smiled. I couldn't stop smiling. Grinned to myself. The greater good. I want to do one more thing. So right before we left in the morning, I ran outside just to find a spare piece of garbage. Picked it up, and all the way back, threw it in the garbage can. Give him one less. Then Organic looked at me. You stop to pick up one more piece of garbage? I'm committed. Yeah, all right, get in the car, man. We're getting out of here. And before we knew it, we drove. Taillights. You've been listening to Cocoon in the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one and Cocooning from the Microphone. Brought to you by Organic OK. Check out the work of Maya Harrison online, and tune in next week for the next installment in this saga. This problem that, look around, is still going on right now. Ask yourself, what are you doing for the cause? What are you doing for the change? There's a war all over, but it's also especially happening here in America. What are you doing? Thanks for listening. Thank you. And good night.